So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara referring to the halacha in the Mishnah, Begizei tzemer ve'im metalten oisam. One may insulate with wool shearings, but may not move them because they are muktzah. Rava comments that ve'im metalten oisam is an independent phrase referring to wool shearing that has not been used yet. Aval tamen behen metalten oisam. However, once they were used for insulating, they lose the muktzah status and may be moved. The problem is that our Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesem et Aleph explicitly says, Noitel es hakisui v'hei noifles. You may not move the wool shearing directly, rather you tilt the pot cover and they fall off. So how can Rava say that they are not muktzah once they have been used for hatmana? The Gemara offers two approaches to understanding the words of Rava. First, Rava may hold that even after it was used for insulating, the shearing remains muktzah unless yichden lahatmana, they were specifically designated for insulating. Only then do they lose their muktzah status because they were designated for this purpose. Second, Ravina suggests, Rava may hold that even using the shearing a single time for Hatmana would remove the muktzah status. When the Mishnah says that the shearing may not be moved directly, Bishal Heftik Shunnu. It was speaking about shearing of a warehouse which even after being used for Hatmana will be returned to the warehouse to be sold and therefore remain muktzah. The Gemara goes on to discuss how to remove the muktzah status from Charoya Shal Dekel Shagodrin La'etzim, palm branches that were harvested for firewood. There are three opinions among the Amiram, each with support from Mitana, how to accomplish removing the muktzah status. Rav Amar Kosher. Rav says to tie them up before Shabbos as a sign that you want to use them for something else. This approach fits with the Tanakama, who also said Tzarech L'Kasha. We assume that Reb Chanina ben Akiva holds this way as well, because he only permitted relying on Machshava alone in a situation where the item was needed for a Beis HaAvel or a Beis HaMishta, but in normal circumstances, a ma'isa before Shabbos is required to change its designated use from firewood to a permitted use. Shmuel Amar Chayshev. Shmuel says you only have to have in mind that you want to sit on them on Shabbos. This approach accords with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who said, Ein etzarch lekasher. Reb Popper later explains that if the muktzah item is something that a ma'isa cannot be done on, like dirt, even the Tanakama would agree to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that machshav alone would suffice. Reb Asi Amar Yoshev. Reb Asi says, even if you did not tie them up and do not have a mind to sit on them on Shabbos, if you actually sit on them once before Shabbos, it is not muktzah. This is supported by the Braisa, which says, Yitzin bepikoyrin ubetzifa. You can go out with a bandage of combed flax or wool on Shabbos as long as you used it for a bandage once before Shabbos. Incidental to the previous discussion, the Gemara quotes a contradiction between two Braises, one that says, Bechol chafen es hakelim, you can rub kelim with anything, including sand, and the other that says, Nester v'choil aser, sand may not be used to rub kelim. The Gemara presents three ways to resolve this stira. Marsav v'be'inam ma'iser, or marsav v'loy be'inam ma'iser. The braisa that does not allow using the sand holds that you need a ma'isa, and since no ma'isa can be done with sand, it retains its muktzah status. The braisa that allows using the sand holds you can remove muktzah status without a ma'isa, and is speaking of a case where he prepared the sand for this purpose. A second answer, Harb Yehuda of Harb Shimon. All agree you do not need a ma'isa to remove the muktzah status. And the issue of the sand has nothing to do with muktzah. Rather, it is a concern that you will inadvertently scrape the kelim when you smooth it with the sand, which would be mamachik, smoothing out a surface by scraping it on Shabbos. The braisa that forbids using the sand holds Dav HaShein Meskaven is also like Rabbi Yehuda. And the braisa that permits using the sand holds Dav HaShein Meskaven is mutter like Rabbi Shimon. A third answer, Havaha Rabbi Yehudi. Both Braises agree that Dav HaShein Meskaven is also like Rabbi Yehuda, which explains the Braises that forbids using sand out of concern that you may come to smooth the kelim, whereas the other Braises does not think that Nester V'Choyl will smooth the kelim. Incidentally, Nester V'Choyl is also discussed here as an issue for a Nazir. If a Nazir washes his head with Nester V'Choyl, it might remove hair, which for him is forbidden. However, since it's inadvertent but not inevitable, it depends on the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon whether a davar she'ein miskaven, an action that unintentionally may result in a nisr, is permitted or not. The Gemara very briefly questions mahu livtzoya zeisim b'Shabbos. Can you crush olives in the rock on Shabbos to help sweeten them? Rabbi Sheshes answered b'choil mihitiru. What I mean, even on weekdays you may not do this because it is a problem of hefsed eichla, of wasting food. Since we previously discussed washing with different types of soap, the Gemara tells us that Barda, a type of soap, was brought to several Amiram, some of whom refused to use it out of a concern of lo yilbash gever simlas isha, doing feminine things, and some who did use it because Reichitz Adam Panam Yodav Ragla B'chol Yoyim B'shul Koinei, we should always stay clean to honor Hashem. They did not consider this type of grooming to be meant for women only. The Gemara next refers back to our Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesa Med Aleph. The Hatmana was generally done as follows. The hot pot surrounded by the insulating material was in a box. Now, when the pot is removed, the insulating material, in our case, wool sharings, might fall into the cavity vacated by the pot, and you will not be able to put the pot back without moving aside the wool sharings, which are muktzah. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Kupa mata al tzida, v'noitel, shemayitel v'einu yochal ha'achzer. He should tilt the whole box on its side and remove the food from the pot that way. The Gemara explains that the Chacham agreed that if indeed the wool shearing fell in, he may not move them to return the pot. Rather, the Machlokes is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that he should not remove the pot because we are concerned that the shearings will fall in and he will move them to return the pot. And the Chacham hold that he need not be concerned that it will fall in and he is allowed to remove the pot. The Daf concludes with an assertion that one may not remove a non-muktzah item that is surrounded by muktzah if the muktzah will be moved. However, this assertion is rejected because the Mishnah in Kalayim says that if you buried a turnip or radish under the ground with its leaves exposed, you may remove it by its leaves without concern for muktzah, even though the surrounding dirt will certainly move.